We're supposed to be live every single Tuesday, and we weren't live yesterday because once again, I f***ed up. I did. I couldn't find anything interesting to talk about on the Lolcow Live. There is this thing with 8-Bit Eric and Review Tech USA. They're going to war. And I figured, hey, you know, we had Rich on the show so many different times. Let's have those two battle it out. And of course, we have Wings of Redemption, who is mad that I'm doing Skyfire news and, you know, covering UFOs. He says I'm crazy for thinking all that stuff. So I actually have like a UFO expert coming in to have a little debate with Wings. But I was surprised about an hour before I went live that we got new information that, you know, Flaming Star is out of jail. He's out of jail, people. And he's posting on his Facebook, which I posted over to the Twitter. All right, you got Flaming Star on his personal Facebook putting out these messages. The truth shall set you free. He's also showing that he made bond, apparently. I don't know. D-class felony. Yeah, I'd be scared if I was the Boogie 2988. I think what we're going to do is we're going to get the boys on the line. We do have Wings and Tommy C. And we'll see what these gentlemen are up to. You hear about Flaming Star?
Yeah, I heard he's out of his way.
We were doing the show earlier. We were kind of hoping that a plate of a water main would be thrown through the window in Boogie's lap.
Could you imagine that? You're doing the show and Flaming Star's breaking in Boogie's house in real time. So what did he say about it? Did he seem scared?
He said he was sending Desi away for a couple days in case Flaming Star decided to do something. I mean, you know, he's freeballing those roommates. You think he could get one of them to protect his. If Flaming Star showed up, you know, a 5'8" emaciated man that pretends he's an Indian, you know, he's a formidable opponent.
Yeah, I agree. Like, why not have one of the roommates just sit outside? Just sit outside, guard the door. As soon as someone pulls up, call the cops.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you fine. Just waiting on Rich. So, Eric, you're in this war with Rich. What's it about? Explain it.
All right. Well, I was hoping he would be here because I'm totally waiting for the Rich ambush because he thinks he's slick like that. But I could talk about it. I know you had him here, was it a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been all this nonsense with Jay, his editor. And by the way, my camera's here. So when I'm reading like the chat and stuff, I look up here and then the camera's right there.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, the whole thing started with him firing Jay, which I have zero problem with. In this climate, you have somebody you work with, you don't need him anymore. Fire them. Like, I respect Keem when he's like, oh, I'm the boss. I'm supposed to be the asshole. 110%. I agree with that. I made a video talking about the situation because isn't Rich a public figure? Like, are people not allowed to make content about him? He's a public figure.
Yeah, you should have no problem covering the story.
I woke up one day and I saw all these messages from Rich's Facebook about how Jay's a parasite and how he has a computer and that he's extorting him. And it was all over Jay's Discord. It was all over Twitter. People like Snort Hogan were posting about it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to make a video about this.
It's quality source.
And immediately, and I haven't shown these DMs because I'm not in the business of showing DMs, but Rich went into my Twitter DMs and he's all like, why the hell are you showing private Facebook info and why are you doing this and that? And I was like, dude, I didn't post anything private. It was already on the internet. I just made a video about it. I just thought it was funny that somebody that makes videos criticizing Tipster, even Boogie, he's made videos about Wings. He's made videos about you, Keem. I mean, he literally says you have a sex shed.
Yeah.
Hold up, you got a shed?
No.
That's awesome.
No, I don't.
Oh, I want some behind the scenes details here. Come on now.
Getting old, Keem.
What are you going to do with it when you can't even get a hard on, Wing? Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I can reminisce about the times I used to get my dick hard.
Where I was going with this is he makes all these videos giving people advice and criticizing them. But the second that I do it, just because I'm only 85,000 subscribers, he loses his mind about it. I've seen him in the past tell people, you don't need permission to make videos about people and you could just make videos about whatever you want. And he's in my DMs freaking accusing me of leaking stuff.
Alright, well, ladies and gentlemen, live on the show right now, we have a Review Tech USA. Rich, what's up, man? Okay, so why were you mad at 8-Bit Eric?
the incessant videos, and I sent you the original Facebook posts. Now, yeah, those shouldn't have been up there. But Eric, beyond that, what wasn't behind the scenes? What happened that was so heinous that you needed to make, I don't even know how many videos, and you were live streaming last. I haven't responded to anything. You could definitely look on Twitter. I have not, what has been like 5+ days? I haven't even posted. I posted something about Twitch today.
Oh, if we're skipping ahead because I was okay. Telling you my point, what happened. So you sent, Rich, remember you sent me the DM saying that I was leaking your private Facebook?
Well, yeah, that, right? Yeah, and Keem got
those.
We
have to start at square one. I can't just hop in at.
Okay, so we'll, okay, I'm here. I'm here at square one. So I left. Well, let me talk a second, and I'll let you talk. That's fine. I sent Keem those messages, and they were messages which they shouldn't have been there, but I vented. On top of that, too, I understand semantics, but his name wasn't even in those messages. So I was frustrated, and I posted something. It was wrong, but beyond that, what was public? Okay. What did I?
Real quick, his name didn't need to be in those messages because the only two people that you've offered PCs to in the last year was Jay and DSP. So you were talking about one of those guys.
Okay.
And it's not outside the realm for either one.
So what fallouts happened?
I didn't get to finish my tale.
You're going
to
do this the whole time? God, you guys can't even talk. God, just one guy going at a time, for Christ's sake.
Well, I mean, I was in the middle of my story.
Shut the up and do it.
Go ahead, Eric.
He sent me those DMs accusing me. Then he goes on to live stream, and in the middle of it, he's telling people that I was leaking these DMs and shit. After that, him and Jay had a talk. I guess they broke up and made up like 1,000 times since then. This was the first time they made up because I think Rich was originally going to come on LoCal that day.
Pause 1 second. Let me say my point before I forget it. And then I thought about things and I left Jay DMs. And what he did, and the rest of the guys here thought it was snakish too, was he put up the kind of like that post, Rich left me these horrific DMs. You guys saw it.
That was 4 weeks later. You're still skipping.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
What am I
it
skipping?
Was 4 weeks later.
Do you guys proof that was 4 weeks later?
Yeah. Where was that 4 weeks later? There's no way that was 4 weeks later. It was like maybe 2 or 3 days. It wasn't 4 weeks later.
I'm just saying, where are you getting the 4 weeks later? Can you prove?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Eric. Are you milking?
Just look at the order of the videos I made.
Are you milking this situation with Rich? Because like I saw a video on your channel, and you were like, "I'm feared for my life. Rich is coming to get me."
Yeah,
like
that was 110%. That video yesterday was 110% satire.
I know, but
you can't tell me that the clip.
But you're milking it, is what he's saying.
What's that based off of? Did he threaten you?
Did you not see the clips in the video?
No, I clicked off.
Saying the weird stuff.
What were you? Like what was he saying?
What was I saying?
You saying every breath you take by the police? You're like,
oh my gosh.
No, but that's why it's called satire. Do you not know what satire means? You really think me grabbing a Swifter is me really fearing for my life and saying, oh, I'm gonna
Eric,
hit
Eric,
Rich?
Eric. I haven't watched any videos, dude. I don't care.
Okay, that's cool because nobody watches you either anymore, apparently.
Four out of your last 12 videos have been about Rich, so
Rich,
like, why are you?
You're skipping and you're not going into detail of why I'm saying stuff.
So say what I'm skipping. So what did I skip that
so
was
if
so
you would shut up and let me finish my story, I would tell you. You and Jay made up after the first time, and you went into my DMs and apologized to me. You said, I'm sorry, you're a good man. We talked, and you said that I didn't leak the stuff. So everything was good. I made a video clarifying that, and I said on video, which was my second video, that I was moving on from it, that you guys were good, that I wasn't going to talk about it again. That's when the voice messages stuff happened, where you came on and you were talking about the voice messages where Jay tried to say that and you said horrendous things.
Okay, now pause a second. That was because I was in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. You don't think that people, like even It's a Gundam was saying, you don't think that like stuff happens behind the scenes? That was a DM to Jay. There was nothing leaked.
Wait, guys.
Okay,
I can promise you, nobody actually cares about the details. They care about the general story of this beef between the two of you.
All right,
they don't care about, well, you sent me this message on that time. Bro, no one in the chat cares. I don't care. No one cares.
This is the thing. This is the thing, Keem. He's trying to avoid the fact that he was in the DMs being unhinged and then One minute he's cool. Next minute he's not. Next minute he's cool. The next minute he's not. He's avoiding talking about that.
No,
he's
not.
He's done nothing.
I did not do that. I played the DMs live on stream. Then they were only mine. There was nothing.
I'm not talking about the DMs with Jay. I'm talking about the DMs you had with me.
Yeah, man. Because you know what happened is I thought about the situation long and hard, and I left Jay those DMs, and he posted them. He played me like a fool, dude.
And that has nothing to do with me. I was fine. But that same day when you went on stream, man. That same day, Jay, I mean, Rich, did you not, when you did your victory lap stream, you posted a PSVR 2 video doing cheap shots about me with the video games made video.
Oh, my God. No. Whatever shall I do?
No. And then on stream that night, you went on a complete meltdown over me.
Well, yeah. Dude. Yeah, dude, because you aided and abetted the bullshit. Making him seem like a martyr. Absolutely.
Two seconds. Guys, this beef is so dumb and so.
Oh my God, it's so weird. I so agree with you.
This beef is so retarded. It's hilarious. Like, it's actually. Somehow it's entertaining. I don't even know how.
I didn't either.
Answer me this. Did you go on Jay's stream under a fake dono account? And donated to him as a woman.
Yes, I wanted to be a beautiful woman and ask him some questions, and he didn't answer. I said this in my live stream.
Chris Chan makes a more beautiful woman than you do.
Oh, you stop. You suck, man.
This is the problem with this podcast.
Oh, my God, I can't talk.
Problem with the podcast? You suck. Get the hell out of here. You are terrible. You are terribly boring. Aaron, you sound like a little kid. You behave like a woman. Oh, my God. Get over yourself. Oh, jeez. If we could only have what 8-bit Eric has. Oh, what do you got going on here? Oh, Rich. Another Rich. And a Rich and a Rich and a Rich. Eric, jeez, tell me how to do my job, please. Go right ahead.
Eric, don't take that from Tommy. Let him have it.
I'm not taking it from Tommy. Who the f*** is Tommy?
I don't know. Somebody can make a video without Rich in it. Did that 4 out of 12 times.
at the end of the day, can I pause? Right, can I just say something? Can I, Jesus Christ Almighty? Hi. The only thing that was made public, his name wasn't even in it, and it was on Facebook. Granted, the Facebook messages shouldn't have been there, was that everything else, even on my streams, I was like, hey, Jay's a great guy. What I said to him was behind the scenes, and I kept the public face fine. You two pushed it forward and forward. And even as I'm ignoring you, you're still making videos. People are screen capping you, doing stuff on live streams. I don't f-ing care. That's it. Spread your wings, Eric. Spread your cheeks, Jay.
Okay.
Go have incredible careers. And that's it.
Behind the scenes,
you're losing it, dude. You're fronting big time. Where? You're saying stuff on your live streams and you're pretending that you didn't say them. You're doing cheap shots.
So am I not allowed to fire back? I haven't live streamed in the past like 5 or 6 days. What are you talking about?
You streamed 2 days ago. Are you so high that you don't have a count?
Oh, that one. Yeah, but dude, I haven't really been
streaming that one stream.
Dude, so what?
Every stream that you make, you're saying about me. Am I not allowed to clap back?
I want to point something out here. Like, anytime Rich is in the thumbnail, he gets like 10,000 views. Anytime Rich isn't talked about, he gets like 1,000 views.
Okay, 1 minute.
Here's one for 700 views. Here's one for 1.7K.
Right. We got the channel up here. We're looking at the videos.
Can you pull up the Rich has a meltdown about 8-bit Eric video, because that's why I fired up. Because he went on there saying, I'm a talentless hack. He made gay slurs. He somehow tried to twist.
Oh, gay slurs.
He tried to say stuff about Melanie Mack. Was I not allowed to clap back to that?
There's a lot.
Yeah, you know what? You are allowed to clap back. I just wish you were good at it. Jesus Christ.
This guy is a detractor channel of yours. That's what this is.
I was cordial with Rich. We've met each other.
You can be cordial all you want. I'm cordial with a lot of my detractor channels.
8-bit 007.
Your content is UTech USA.
Wings, everybody's a detractor to you. That's the problem.
Eric, in a few sentences, explain to everyone here why it's important to make videos on Rich. In a few sentences, sum it all up.
Freedom of speech. I can make videos about whatever I want. Rich is a public figure. If he doesn't like it, get off of YouTube.
You're making it about him. Why is it good for you? That's what he asked.
Eric, he just explained it to you. Okay, for the same reason why you had us come on today. If it's pointless and it's stupid, why do you have us come on
Jeez,
today?
You don't answer the question.
No.
Do you guys want to react to DSP for the 1,000th time? Before the stream even started, the whole chat was saying, great, Rich again. We don't want Rich on this podcast. We don't want him anywhere near here. You're like,
what's up, baby, Garrick?
What is that evidence providing that beyond that Facebook post that none of this should have come to light? None of it. It was a business dispute.
You're the one that brought the voice messages to light. I didn't do that.
Let me get into this right now. You have a video on your channel called 4 days ago, Review Tech USA is obsessed with Melanie Mack. What's that about?
He's still butthurt over Melanie Mack and the whole church going on fire incident. When he went on his live stream meltdown. Can I quote this? In the middle of his rant about me, out of nowhere, he goes, Melanie Mack isn't going to fuck you, you fucking simp. Had nothing to do with JKB or me, nothing. He just randomly brings back
Do you have a crush on Melanie Mack?
Yes, he does. I mean,
who doesn't? She's hot.
Who's Melanie Mack?
Melanie Mack went viral a couple months ago where she like basically was going after people with pronouns and the LGBTQ, and she ended her video with a hardcore like F slur. Like, it's like shocking. Like, it popped off and went viral. That's her. So you got a crush on her, right? Rich hates her. Melanie Mack follows me on Twitter. I'm getting her on here. You're going to meet the girl you love.
All this dude wants is money. He's trying to swindle money off. He's like a little sucker fish sucking on the bottom of the shark. That's all he's doing.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Rich.
Going
on to my streams and Jay streams under alts.
I have not gone on to... No, I swear to God. Pause to me. No, I went on Jay's. I never even went to one of your streams.
So I'm supposed to give you the benefit of the doubt the day after you go on to Jay's as Michelle So Gucci that you didn't do it to me.
I don't have any hearsay. Well, it's hearsay. I don't have any proof, but no, I did not go. I have not even clicked on one of your streams. I've gotten screen caps of people sending me that you're streaming, talking about me, but I have not been on a single one of your streams. God, strike me dead if I'm lying.
Like, I have an announcement. It's about to get excited. We're about to have the beautiful, edgy Melanie Mack on the show to confront Rich, why Rich doesn't like her, and to confront her lover boy, Eric.
I want to say something, but it'd be very rude.
Do it. Do it.
8-bit Eric, it seems to me you just cling on to any little thing that you get noticed, and you make this the same... You got these Canva thumbnails and you rely on these to get you pushed up there. Does it not bother you deep down that nobody actually shows up for your content? They're just showing up to get filled in on information they might be out of the loop on?
Well, that's the ebbs and flow of YouTube, man. If the algorithm ain't working.
Also, why did you come on here? Let me ask one question too, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, Wings. Okay. Why did you come on here, and why when I asked you to come on my show, you wouldn't come on? But you went on and did a whole...
You had me blocked.
Because we have 3,000. You don't got shit, Rich.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Melanie Mack. Melanie, can you hear us?
Hi, yes.
Awesome, listen, awesome. Let me turn your volume up real quick. We got to fill Melanie in, get her up to date with this current beef. We have...
She knows it.
Oh, you do know the beef. Do you know the beef between 8-Bit Eric and Review Tech USA?
I've seen a little bit. I think he was mad that Eric defended me in a video or something. Okay. Mm-hmm. I typically don't keep up with content creator drama, so I'll need to be filled in.
What did you say about Melanie, Rich? Go ahead. That got Eric to White Knight.
What was the exact quote?
I'll talk about what she says and to continue to, but here's the thing, Melanie. Everyone wants to get you banned off for shit. You know the one person who says you shouldn't be? You're looking at him this fat fuck here.
Well,
how are you?
I'd rather
you talk and say your shit and then refute it. I hate banning because all it does is it has the exact opposite effect. And I'd rather people be able to say their piece than be kicked off a platform.
So, I agree.
I agree as well. But Rich, you've criticized Melanie, right? In your
first, I will continue to.
And your first line is, I've defended for you to stay online. Like,
what's your criticism?
Yeah, what's the criticism?
Oh, because she said she burned to the ground. And remember when that was a joke about the church burning to the ground because they had a pride event beforehand? That's f-ing horrible.
I thought it was hilarious. Nobody would that's the irony of it. They had a pride thing going on and then it literally gets struck by lightning. That's funny.
Melanie, I just watched
Melanie, I don't mean to interrupt, but you saw the other day for no reason, he just suddenly just like melted down
at
this
simp.
Oh,
Melanie
God.
Mac is Man, not going to fuck you, you fucking simp, for like no reason.
Well, I think usually when people resort to those types of insults, they can't really stay on the topic at hand. And if you defend anybody, it's automatically, oh, you want to sleep with this person.
No. I called him a simp because he cut everybody off before you came in. Then he asked your permission.
There was this conversation on Twitter, and I don't remember the exact context, but they were trying to compare you and my girlfriend and who's hotter. And Eric was like defending you nonstop. So like, I know for a fact he's a simp.
So he's not allowed to think I'm attractive?
Me defending somebody, because I'm sure they were saying more than just looks. I'm sure they were calling her homophobic. I'm sure they were saying that she's a bigot. I'm sure they're saying
correct.
All this other fucked up shit. I was defending that.
How is that incorrect? You were mocking a trans woman incessantly and laughing in her face. I watched the clip.
Yeah, that's true. I did.
Okay, so that how are you not anti-LGBTQ when you do something like that?
I am anti-LGBTQ.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, good.
Okay, Rich, so what now?
What? I don't know. Do I win a prize? Like, that's the point. Like, I call that out and I will continue to.
He's allowed to make any of them, Eric. He can make any of them. What is it when he's allowed to have an opinion, Eric?
Yeah, oh my God, Eric.
I'll call you out, Rich. And I can Eric,
I'll call you out.
I have an opinion. I have an opinion. Okay, sorry.
I apologize. I take that back, 8-Bit Eric. It wasn't you. That was someone else. That was duty of call, whoever that is. I think that's a different detractor. I think that's.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
At least you not apologize, right? Unlike Rich.
Are you single, Melanie Mac?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Eric, go ahead. Go.
I want to know why it's always an issue when people are being cordial with. An opposite gender.
Well,
people try to sexualize it.
I know, but Eric, you clearly have a crush. Like, go kick game. Like, this woman needs a ring.
I have
her
a
hand.
Crush because I defended her and said that she's attractive.
Wait, so do you not have a crush on her?
I think she's very attractive, but what does that have to do with anything that we're talking about?
Wait,
it's a question. That's why,
Eric, man the f- up. Just admit you have a crush and make your
Leave
move. What are you doing?
Leave him alone.
Melanie, I think you're good looking, and I don't know why they're trying to.
Thank you. Well, yeah,
a lot of people do
stuff like this. I know that Keem is just teasing right now for the lols, but a lot of times when you see people do stuff like that or just say, oh, so and so's not going to sleep with you, bro, this and that, it's just to discredit somebody's argument instead of actually focusing on the discussion.
Well, no, he simps for you, and you could hear his whole puckering as
I
he
know,
had to answer that question.
But Eric,
you
know what's
bubble,
you know what's
bitch?
Eric, what's worse about the simp is not even shooting your shot, bro. You're over there throwing up mom's spaghetti right now. Come on.
This we're supposed to can we just troll and talk memes and talk Jesus and talk about how Rich is fat or something instead of
I got a question for you.
Matchmaker.
Oh my
Doom
God.
One, two or three.
Holy shit. I have tits. Let's go.
Hey, wait, Melanie, does it say something in the Bible about being fat?
It does actually. It gluttony. Does. Gluttony is a sin. It's not good. But I mean, what you'll see is things that are called a sin. It's for our benefit. Obviously being fat isn't healthy.
I'm not going to deny that. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, you know that. It's fine.
No hate on that. I'm not going to disagree with that. Being fat is not okay. Let's go. I'm going to stop saying that.
Yeah, Keem, my d- stop working makes me closer to God. But Melanie, Tomb Raider 1, 2, or 3.
What?
Tomb Raider 1, 2, or 3. Which one's the best one?
Oh, I'm going to have to work on my tier list again now that I'm playing the remasters. But originally, I always said Tomb Raider 1 was my favorite. Just feels a lot different. Tomb Raider 2, definitely. 2 and 3 have more, feel a lot more like an action.
3's just hard.
It is. It's punishable for, like, sometimes no reason. That's where the devs were like, haha, well, let's just make people mad. But I gotta say 1 is the best.
Yeah. And Melanie, we may disagree on many things. I am okay with female characters having wonderful breasts.
That's good.
Yes,
Xbox.
And when they diminish the breasts, I think it's pointless. See, we agree on something.
Okay.
Dude, I don't understand. I don't understand this whole thing. Like, guys obviously like attractive women. Duh, right? Why are they making all the women ugly in video games?
It's for the transgender gaze. It's the trans gaze. They want to blur the lines between what male and female, and so they're making their female characters look more masculine, and they're also trying to incorporate more femininity into male characters. It's just a lot more noticeable and in our face with what they're doing with female characters.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Pokemon Go just did it.
Pokemon Go just... is there women in Pokemon Go?
You can make your avatar, but now your avatar of his female looks a little bit more manly.
But I mean, I feel like they do have a point, because there are like a lot of like incels, right? Like, look at Eric over here. He's clearly got a crush and he won't even like try.
Did you just call Eric an incel?
Could it be an incel?
But you won't even try to get a date. Like, we set you up. Yeah, you have, no rizz.
Team, are you going to make me defend Eric here a little bit? Yes, you are. Like, it is awkward to, like, hey, person, this other person, she thinks you're attractive. Go.
You're a bunch of b****s, the both of you.
It would have taken me, like, 10 seconds. I would have been like, hey, Discord date after this? After this, girly? You know?
I
appreciate the thought, but I'm not on here to go on dates
This isn't matchmaking here.
I thought she was coming on so Rich could tell her how he feels about
it. I'm sorry that I put you in this position, because like honestly he should have jumped all over that, and that was rude for him.
Mm-hmm. I have respect for women more than any of you guys.
Yes.
Hey, Richie, where is your fedora?
Yes, women really like the respect guy. They love that.
It's a lot cooler if you asked her out than you sucked up to her.
Hello, my lady.
No, it's just, it's a panel. The first thing I'm going to do is come in here and start acting like a creep.
Nobody told you to do that.
You had her come on so she could talk with Rich, who clearly brought her up and was trying to start.
Yeah, but dude, you act like you want to sniff a fart out of her ass like a rose.
Why? Because I defend her on Twitter.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. All of this, hey, date this person, date that person. I'm hanging out with a bunch of dudes right now. This is a little too estrogeny for my taste at the moment. Is this simp cast, or is this or are we trying to hang?
I agree.
Yeah, just fucking talk. Who cares? Who cares?
Who's my buddies?
I agree. All right, guys. I think we're gonna end this segment. We got to get to a UFO expert, because Wings is against UFOs. I'm gonna kick you first, Melanie, just because I want to pick on Eric. I want to pick on Eric a little bit with you not here. So, Eric, you fucking loser. You
are such a
I set you up, bro. This is a good Christian woman who's looking for a f-ing man. She wants a ring on that finger. You motherfucker. I set you up.
You do. You guys do have a
situation. I wouldn't hear
you guys.
A pathetic loser. God.
You guys do have similar beliefs in many ways, so you would work out like that.
I set you up, bro. All you had to say is like, hey, I love Melanie. If Melanie ever wanted to, get a coffee, I'm down.
I said she was attractive, but I'm not here to be trying to.
Oh, so you're there to just sit there without your dream girl? Just you by yourself without your dream girl? That's what you're here to do.
First of all, Keem, there's no one on this world that could pick up a chick on the same call that Rich, Tommy, or Wings are on at the same
time. Yeah, they could.
I could.
Fuck out of here.
You were good looking, smart, talented.
Let me tell you how to spit that game. Let me spit that game here. She has a bitch or a Tomb Raider behind her. The new Tomb Raider remaster just came out. Like, hey, Melly, I really like the games. I need some help getting through Tomb Raider 3. Would you want to do, like, maybe a private call later and, like, we'll screen share? Then you can get to know her. Rizz her up. The idea is not to get a date. The idea is
and
to get
her. Do you know how incredibly...
I've never had interaction with Melanie before.
Eric, Wings, do you know how incredibly uncomfortable that was for Melanie Mack, because you wouldn't even take a shot? You embarrassed that poor girl. You embarrassed her today. You embarrassed her.
You embarrassed her. You brought
I didn't.
You embarrassed her.
No, I didn't. You embarrassed her because you wouldn't take a swing, bro.
I didn't need to. I was here to talk about Rich.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. You. You're out of here.
Chad, I might be 400 pounds, but here's what you don't realize. Jesus, I've never been without a woman.
Christ.
And I do the dating game on hard mode.
I'll give you this, Wings. You did talk her up a bit, a little bit of Garrett. You did. You had it talking. Good for you. Good job, Wings.
The chances of Eric getting a W out of that situation, probably one in a hundred, like 1%. But still, at 1%, that's your dream girl. You swing. You f-ing swing. You take your shot, bro. Rich, you know what I did my entire career? When I found like a f-ing person like that, that's just easy to beat up on, I made sure they were my enemy. I made sure they made videos on me. I made sure that they were obsessed with me. Because then I had people to fight with that are stupid. It's fun fighting stupid motherfuckers that can't win, that are dumb, that are going to fuck up left and right. So if I were you, I'd keep talking shit about them. I'd have that dude making videos about you every fucking day. Because if that's your enemy, if that's the guy that you got to be worried about, then you're doing pretty good.
I'm not worried about him.
You know who's your number one enemy?
Who?
Your fucking tech. Get the fuck out of here. All right. It's time. Let's get into the UFO talk. Shane, can you turn on your camera?
Oh my God. This motherfucker's got a cartoon as a fucking avatar.
Don't worry, bro. I have a cartoon as an avatar, but I'm here right now with my face.
He is here right now.
He is. I will give you that. You did show your face. That's a huge step most cartoon avatars never do.
Okay, let me give...
come here being a wolf or some shit.
Okay, let me give the audience a little bit of intro here. So I launched a new brand. It's called Skyfire News. Go follow on Twitter, follow on YouTube. Daily streams about the news and updates that are happening with UFOs. When Wings found out about this, he started bullying me. He said, if you believe in the UFOs and the aliens, you're a f-ing crazy person talking all this shit, right? So I figured we'd have UFO Shane. Shane's a legend. He runs spaces. In the community, and he's up to date on all the news happening related to UFOs. I figured we'd have these two talk. Shane. Go ahead.
Let me say this about Shane. Shane is going to be vastly wrong about aliens, but I bet his F-150 runs great.
Yeah, man, it runs good. I got lifted up. It lifted up. Yeah, I don't know how to follow that dude not shooting a shot. Like, I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, that's insane. But Wings, go ahead. Explain your theories and your thoughts about the phenomenon known as UFOs and what you really believe, and then we'll have Shane rebuttal. Yeah.
Do I believe in aliens? Yes. Do I believe aliens have ever visited us? No. I don't believe that there's lizard people, aliens, UFOs, any kind of thing like that. I don't believe that the ancient aliens, I don't believe like there's special laser drills to make Machu Picchu or any extra help was done on the pyramids. I think it came from slave labor and lots of human ingenuity that we don't give them credit for.
Yeah, okay, well, we can probably check a few things off there. Number one, the pyramids were not built with slave labor. They were built with labor. The labor camps were found. I would agree with that. They were like fed really well. Now, Melanie will tell you that it was the Hebrew slaves that built the pyramids. By the way, if you can tell from my beard, I am Hebrew, and we did not build those pyramids. That's just some myth thing.
Yeah.
The only thing you can find is an obelisk that says that the Hebrew people left Egypt. Now, when it comes to aliens existing, I think that's a mathematical 100%. Of course. Of course there's aliens out there probably having their own fun podcasts and arguing about things. Now, have they come here? I mean, there's no real evidence of it, but I don't really argue so much on them being like lizard people or some David Icke bullshit nonsense all day. I argue on the fact that the phenomenon does exist. Ghosts and things like that, I've seen it myself, man.
You seen ghosts?
Yeah.
Let's hear your ghost story.
So my mom died in of Wuhan, which was not called COVID at the time. She passed away in February of 2020.
Did you believe in ghosts before this event?
Nope. Okay. No. In fact, I was raised super Southern, but I'm adopted.
I'm a Southern Free Will Baptist when I was born, and I kind of lost religion in my early 20s.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was doing a lot of drugs, though, too, so I was on my own adventure. But I was raised really, really – I'm adopted. So I was adopted. My heritage is Jewish Sicilian, which is very rare as well. And my mom would always try to drag me to church. She'd always try to take me to church and all those things. And like, she left the church $150,000 when she died. I never had respect for that church. Never been religious at all. I mean, at all.
Did you anything?
The $30,000.
Dang, she gave the church five times your shit.
Yeah. 100%, dude. Yeah, I know, right? We bury her, and me and my brothers are driving home. My adopted brothers. We're driving home, and my best friend, who grew up with my mom, he wanted to go to the funeral. So I was like, you know what? Go ahead and set up like a little stand for the sandwiches and the meats. You know what happens when you get buried in America. And we're driving back home, and he's like walking down the street, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why aren't you at the house? He's like, man, there's red balls of light flying around your house. And I'm like, that's the most dumbass I've ever heard. Get in the car, we'll take you home. And I got like 65, 70 people there. We found out my mom's worth like millions of dollars, and it was like this whole thing. Everyone's like all excited or sad at the same time. Like, oh, money. Oh, she's dead. Oh, you know, it was a whole real sad thing. So just imagine though, like, and like I'm staying in the house, like, you know, because I lived there, took care of her. She was on dialysis. She was on dialysis and she had COPD and she never smoked, never drank. And I feel it was a big injustice that she died to this day. And everybody leaves the house and I'm playing, you know, I'm on Discord. It's like 2:30 in the morning. And we had this big cabinet in our game room, huge cabinet. Can't see my green screen hands because I got all these laptops behind me. Because, you know, if you know my. Anyway, this big cabinet behind me, and the key starts jiggling in the lock. The lock turns, unlocks itself. The key turns, unlocks a lock. The door opens, and I have Dragon Ball Z figures. I had Broly, Gohan, Vegeta, Trunks all sitting there. I had the Kyuubi from Naruto, like a big plush above it. And I had this toy helicopter behind the Dragon Ball Z lead figurines, and it lifts up, levitates over the figurines, levitates 10 feet across the room, sets down all the way across the game room, and then six red balls of gelatinous jelly-like manifest in front of my face, and then just spin in a circle and disappear. And I didn't believe in God. I didn't believe in nothing. I'm staring at it like, what the is going on? And then, like, my super spiritual family are, like, coming to my door, and they're like, we're not coming in here. I'm like, why? Like, it feels weird. And I'm like, what do you mean it feels weird? Like, I'm in here eating, like cheese quesadillas. Like, you want none? No, we're good. And so that kind of set me on the, like, I know for a fact something weird's going on. Now, I can't tell you, Wings, if it's aliens or reptilians or anything like that, but when it comes to, like, a phenomenon occurring on this earth, 100%. I know for a fact it's happening, because that wasn't the government. That wasn't the FBI. That wasn't the CIA. That wasn't anything like that. What kind of phone do I have?
Yeah, what kind of phone do you have?
I have a Google Pixel 8 Pro.
You got to take good pictures?
I had pictures, brother.
You got pictures? Let's see them.
I didn't have a Google Pixel 8 Pro in 2020, Wings. That's okay.
Did you not have a smartphone
at all?
I'm not
a time traveler, brother. Like,
did you not have a smartphone at all? Because I had like an iPhone 12 in 2020. And it took really good pictures.
You're telling, okay, now, I have pictures of the cabinet, but no, I don't have pictures of the entire phenomenon happening. While I'm on Discord, I'm turning around.
It's funny how this happens, because Bigfoot seemed to disappear once HD cameras entered anybody's pocket.
It's a fucking lie. Like, Bigfoot's not real. Like,
my whole point is, people in the desert dream of oases.
My whole point is that when you're sitting there seeing something that literally differs from your entire belief system that you were raised in, the last thing you're going to do is lift your phone up and just start taking pictures and videotaping it. To be real with you, I did have pictures of the helicopter flying midair, because I did do that. But I've lived an entire life since it. Well, man, I've literally lost my mom, lost my house, lost all my money I had in my savings because my brothers took it, lived a horrible life, lived in hotels, got addicted to drugs, and then barely rebuilt my life since then. And so you're telling me that I did all of that, have all these life experiences, but I need to have and save these pictures?
Yeah.
It didn't happen. This
is the crutch here. Like, outside looking in, Shane. I don't know you, but you're telling me that you do drugs or you did drugs at some point.
I did not do drugs currently.
Right. Do you have teeth?
I do have
teeth. Because, like, looking at you and the way you talk and the way you have a lisp, it makes me feel like you have drug teeth.
I have a Zen in my mouth right now.
What's a Zen?
It's like tobacco type thing.
Okay. To me, the most rational is usually the most correct. You could have been tripping acid or something like that and having illusions. Nope. It could have just been happening like that.
So on the day I buried my mom, I was like, I'm going to shoot up like 5 milligrams of heroin right now.
You don't think that's never happened before? You don't think that's never happened before? Somebody went to drugs over grief?
I mean, yeah, I guess that's happened before, but I told you what happened to me. I didn't tell you what happened to other people.
Leave little details out. You know, I had weight loss surgery in 2018.
How's that going for you?
It's going terribly right now, but it did go well.
So things go terribly sometimes, don't they, Wings?
But like, I lost a lot of weight, but I have pictures of me losing a lot of weight.
You like those pictures, don't you?
Here's the thing. I just want to interrupt this real quick by saying there's people in the chat saying, you know, if everyone has phones now, there should be tons of UFO videos everywhere. There are. Every single day there's multiple UFO videos that are brand new, that are spark. There's a whole app, like you can get it on your phone right now, and they'll update you on all the locations and videos of where these UFOs are. It's called Enigma, And they also have
premiere.com and see other movie props.
And they also have historical events, and then they have ratings on from like 1 to 100 on how credible the video is, how credible the story is. I mean, guys, this is happening at an alarming rate. Like, you just literally have to look. Do you know about the three UFO videos that were released in 2017, Wings, that were then confirmed in 2020 from the Pentagon as being legitimate videos of unidentified flying objects?
You mean the Pentagon looked at videos and said, yeah, these are unidentified flying objects, which stands for objects they can't identify that are flying.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because an object is unidentified doesn't make it alien. It could be foreign technology.
We can't
decipher from camera.
Yes, we are on the same page. We are saying the same thing. But by them saying... the reason why it's an unidentified flying object is because it's moving so incredibly fast. It's doing maneuvers that our country says that we don't have the capabilities of doing, and they can't even imagine that an enemy would have those capabilities.
I don't believe in Muslims, Judaism. I don't believe in Apollo, Zeus. I don't believe in Ramses III. I don't believe Prometheus takes the sun and drags it into the underworld.
I'd argue Ramses III was a real person.
Anyone else find it funny?
He was considered a god in Egyptians, though.
Anyone else find it funny that Tommy isn't paying attention at all, and he's like looking at his computer, reading something else, making all these faces, while Wings says, "I don't believe in Judaism. I don't believe in Muslims. I don't."
Like, nothing has proved to me that aliens are real. We've never seen them. We don't really have credible pictures of them. Every time I've seen an alien, like, remember the garden alien that just came out recently? They found this little alien in a garden, and there was like a huge thing all over the alien forums on Reddit. And it turns out it was a movie prop from like a movie in the 1970s. It is.
Now, listen, like, this is the thing about me and aliens and stuff. I totally agree with what you're saying. You know, in fact, what I'm going to say is, like, Wings has a really good point. It's not aliens, or it doesn't have to be aliens. If you look at a video and the first person someone says to you, that's an alien, or that's angels and demons from God, that should be the last thing that it is. To not be the first thing you ever, when you see something in the sky and you're like, that's Jesus coming back from the grave. That probably shouldn't be where you go first. You should go first to real things and try to, and maybe it'll end up being that. And that's a real problem with the community that I reside in. Is like, it's just like, oh, it's a jellyfish UFO. It's an alien. Well, maybe it's some party balloons from a Muslim party they had in the Middle East. I mean, maybe not.
Yeah.
But the last thing you should really do is go, oh, it's f-ing aliens. That's not healthy.
If you look at the history of UFOs, all right, this is before people had AI. This is before people had editing technology, right? There's reports of in the 1950s of the UFOs like flying over Washington, D.C., seen by thousands of people.
You know what else happened in 1950s, Keemstar?
What?
The famous picture of Nessie.
You know what happened in 1962, Wings of Redemption?
A lot of things happened in 1962. Can you be more specific?
Yeah, well, I could tell you they made the SR-72 Blackbird a plane that could fly beyond into outer space.
Yeah, and people said that a UFO too. New York.
Well, no, they never saw it. And then no, it was flying too high for anyone to ever see it. If you understood what the SR-72 did, what I'm telling you is that advanced aerial technology existed in the '60s that was absolutely out of this world. And you have to understand where we are now. This is what 2024. So a lot of it probably is human tech. But what Keem and I are saying is that some of this is not that.
You don't think they make money off of that kind of shit? You don't think
Skyfire News
is not going to try to make money off of selling
this to it? The only unbiased news source, period. Yeah, Skyfire News will report one thing, and then if it turns out to be bullshit, they'll report that too. And you'll get hate.
Reporting the news is a monetary endeavor. Like, if you're saying you're never going to run ads on Skyfire News, you're never going to get a sponsor, you're never going to try to sell
a
t-shirt.
But it's like, do you understand that there's like the market, the whole reason why you do that is not because you're peddling like a false narrative to your audience of aliens are real and all that.
I truly believe you and Shane believe this. I do believe.
But the point of Skyfire News, right, is like, look, there is a phenomenon happening. It's record. People are recording it, right? There are human testimony. Our U.S. military is recording this stuff, not knowing what it is, right? I need a news outlet that can keep me up to date on what's happening. We had David Grush just recently. Wait, stop, because you keep doing this every time. We had David Grush go to Congress and testify that there's all these secret programs and that we have alien ships and bodies, right? This is in front of Congress right now. We got congressmen trying to pass legislation to make disclosure happen and all this information that the U.S. government has on aliens and UFOs to come out. Like, this is not just, it's nothing, da-da-da. There is something here, Wings. It's not okay, nothing.
Send me a link of a major news network covering this.
Dude, go ahead and send him CNBC or something. Like, no, there's no. So many.
He said MSNBC, right? Guys, I want everyone to look right now. All right. One video 4 months ago, 6 years ago, 4 days ago, right here, Wings. Look, the mainstream media is covering this. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
It's the same stuff that we just talked about, though. It's just,
yeah, but you know, here's the thing. That's the thing you do, Wings. You say that it's not happening. When you're shown it's happening, then you're like,
he's talking about what? David Grush. I'm saying a news article about these politicians debating over UFOs.
They are the whole media.
There's so many politicians.
Wings, listen to me. The mainstream media is covering the UFO phenomenon. They're covering up to date on all the news that's happening behind the scenes. Now, on Skyfire News, it's even more detailed than the mainstream media. The mainstream media is not covering every little bit of thing like we are, right? But they are covering this. I promise you.
Here's a video debunking that UFOs that the military did.
The thing that you're about to read is from Kirkpatrick, right? Kirkpatrick ran the Arrow program, and he came out and said that there was no evidence of UFOs in the U.S. government and no alien bodies, none of that. But he literally also said that his program, Arrow, wasn't even set up to take testimony yet. Like, the thing wasn't even set up. So that's the article you're about to read, but go ahead.
I'd like to also say that Arrow did invite David Grush on multiple times, but he didn't go there. Instead, he went to a billionaire's apartment in New York. I'm not a big fan of David Grush, to be honest with you. I argue for the fact that something weird's going on, and that if I've seen it, then the government's seen it. And if the government's seen it, they don't want you to ever think about it or know what's exactly going on.
Aliens visited other people. If aliens are actively visiting us, America and Britain wouldn't be the only places they visit. You think the Republic of Congo would keep them quiet? Or Pakistan.
India didn't keep it quiet. If you've ever read the Vedas, or you've read the Bhagavad Gita, the Mahabharata, or the Popavu, they speak in depth about Vimanas, and they tell you how they flew, what they did, what God flew them, where those gods were
from.
Alien
bullshit, dude.
No, it's not. It's literally an entire religion that exists on this earth, and longer than Christianity. If you read the Mahabharata, it will tell you how a Vimana flew. It will tell you who had to power what part of it, what the engine did, which way it spun.
The Greeks used to think a guy lived on a mountain and threw lightning bolts, dude. But the Greeks
wrote down that there were chariots in the sky. They didn't write down that some dude was hitting switches, turning on the Mercury engine drive, and loading up the missiles.
Well, if they had, I'd believe it.
Exactly. look up Mohenjo-Daro. Look up this whole town that was, this whole city that was a myth for forever. And then they found it. And they're like, oh, these bodies are like weirdly irradiated. That's odd.
It is very strange that a lot of our myths we find out later to be true. Like, it's happened so many times throughout history.
I love aliens and shit like that, but I just don't believe they're real. Just like I don't believe Bigfoot's real.
Yeah, but it's like, Wings, you gotta actually like get a bunch of information before you form your opinion.
I would not do that.
I showed you a 45-minute video debunking those three flying dots.
Yeah, I showed you a link. They did something in Congress.
Have you actually watched that YouTube video, or did you just post it real quick?
Yeah, I've watched that YouTube video multiple times. I'm a big fan of it.
Multiple times. You watched a debunk. I've called bullshit. That's total bullshit.
I've watched it multiple times because I keep coming back to it.
All right, guys, I think we're going to leave it here for the day. I got to read all the super chats, which we're about to do that. We made something out of nothing. We didn't have really.
I think we did okay.
Yeah, Shane, can I apologize to you, Shane, real quick? Because like, I didn't mean to insult your image or anything like that. I just was trying to prove a point.
How can you insult his image? Look at him.
Well, I said he might have drug teeth. Because the way his beard is and everything like that.
I do think your beard is bad, sir.
Thanks, man. The world is very large, very mysterious. You can build your opinion on tons of things, but just do research. And sometimes your research can be wrong, and you should never let people sway your opinion one way or another. But you can learn from other people's opinions, and you can come together to find something that maybe we can all grow forward with and figure out what's going on. Because I assure you, as far as I'm concerned, something weird is going on.
And absolute legend. Go follow him on Twitter, UFO Shane, and make sure you sub to Skyfire News. Tommy, any final words?
Epic Eric is a... How about that?
Okay, awesome. I like that show. Look, I know it's not the best show that we've done, but I liked it. I had way more fun than I anticipated. That's for sure.